Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday morning in East Central Illinois. Delightful temperature out there. 60 degrees. Just a pretty day as we look out our windows here of our studio in downtown Champaign. Great to have you with us wherever you might be listening, whether you're listening here in Champaign or Urbana or East Central Illinois, or maybe you're listening to our streaming at WDWS.com. We appreciate you being with us today. This will be a sprint today. A couple times a month, we have the folks in from Paul Rudy and his team in a show called On the Money. They'll be in here at 10. Today is one of those days, so I have just an hour today. So if you'd like to get on, we can certainly do that here in this first hour with some open line time. Of course, it was 17 years ago today, the attacks on our country in New York at the World Trade Center. Of course, the attack at the Pentagon as well. That 9/11, September 11, 2001, 17 years ago today. Ceremonies ongoing in various locations around the country today, including here in our community as well here this morning. So we remember those who lost their lives that day 17 years ago. Of course, some possible damage coming up for the folks in the Carolinas. Hurricane Florence heading for the Carolinas. The teardown of the Burnham Mansion to start. We talked about that all spring and summer. They were trying to save it. Then they were going to move it. And they started tearing the buildings down around it, I guess, yesterday, if you looked online or saw in the newspaper today through News Gazette Media. And today, apparently, is the day, what they tell us, the Burnham Mansion is coming down. So that'll be going on. The auction of the Landmark Hotel in Urbana begins today as well. Maybe 6 to 8 bidders on that. I think the minimum bid is about $600,000. So if you're looking at that, you can follow that story. U.S. News and World Report out with its college rankings. We'll pass along those numbers as we get a chance. Illinois football getting ready for South Florida up in Chicago. Cardinals win. Cubs lose to the Brewers. The National League Central is very, very, very tight here this morning on this September 11th. So lots to talk about. Tomorrow, Jim Nolan and Brian Gaines will join us. We'll talk about the Wesley Fall Seminar on the future of democracy. Some of the big issues will be discussed there in that seminar. And Jim Nolan and Brian Gaines, who's over at the University of Illinois, will give us a preview there. Donna Pittman from the Champaign Library. On Thursday, Greg Solier joins us, our staff meteorologist. And, of course, I'd planned to have him on Thursday. And then we get the news of the hurricane approaching. So this is going to be pretty timely, I think, with him on Thursday. And then we'll have open line and then Illini Friday on Chicago-style day for Illini Friday, since we're playing in Chicago that next Saturday here coming up at 2:30 against South Florida. So that's what's happening today, 9:08. We'll take our opening break and get it started. It's a sprint to 10 o'clock here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Hey, you've heard us talking about Woods Basement Systems for years. Jim has for years. I've been recently, since 1986. The Woods family's helped over 55,000 homeowners. I mean, that goes back to my college graduation. So that's a long time ago, 1986. Our basement or crawl space wall cracks a problem. I'm talking about the foundation walls of your home, what's lurking in your dirt crawl space. Well, mold, pests of all types and smells. Of course, we've been running the air conditioners up until recently, and that also will, with the wall cracks, will let water leak into your crawl space. That water gets trapped on top of the vapor barrier and evaporates up and into your home. And then, of course, that causes mold. And then you've got bigger problems. So a couple of things to remember about all this. Two things in common with the cracks. Cracks get worse if you ignore them. And they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. They do not go away. They've had several awards they've been winning over the years, as Woods Basement Systems. They're most proud, though, of their Better Business Bureau Torch Awards, very prestigious award there for their work. So if you want to get an estimate, it's free. can find out what you're looking at there as far as any cracks in your foundations or crawl spaces and so forth. Those are serious matters. 888-935-4333 or go to woodsbasementsystems.com. Glad you're with us today. Penny, for your thoughts. Don't know what you were doing 17 years ago this morning, but we were in the newsroom on this radio station, WDWS. We had a little area with a little TV back above a refrigerator. I remember that back in the newsroom. And, of course, the news broke about all that happened. And we've got some coverage from that day here coming up that I think will jar your memory a little bit about what happened 17 years ago this morning. Anna Wall has been waiting, though. And good morning to Anna Wall. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and thanks for taking my call. I want to activate the memories of all my veterans who recall that on this date, 9/11, I was the commander of American Legion Post 559, which was then the all-black commander. At that time, when this atrocious thing occurred, my post authorized me as the commander to facilitate the passage, not the passage of, but to send the amount of $1,000 to New York, which they took out of their treasure. And I want everybody to know that the veterans at that time did not play the race card. We looked upon America as being America the Beautiful. And for those of my fellow veterans who are still alive, I want to remind them that it was an Afro-American, American Legion, that sent $1,000 to New York when we heard about 9/11.
Yeah.
And thank you for letting me remind them.
Very good. Thank you, Anna Wall. I appreciate that. Good to have you with us today. If you have any memories of that day, what you were doing that morning? I know I'm thinking now my daughters, let's see, my oldest daughter was 4, because she's 21 now, and my youngest daughter was 1, basically. They're both in college now, so that's how much time has passed since then. But I just remember that morning very vividly, and all the coverage. I know we broke for, I think, CBS, or I don't remember if we were ABC or CBS at the time, but we broke for news coverage around the clock for a day and a half or two on both of our radio stations at the time, and just covered it wall-to-wall with local reaction. Anna Wall mentioned some of the money and support that went out there. So I don't know, where were you? What were you thinking at the time? What were you doing at the time? What stage of life were you in at that point? Goes back 17 years ago today. They had some ceremonies this morning, 7:30. They had one over at the city building in Urbana. Comments from Mayor Diane Marlin. Also an annual ceremony hosted by the Champaign Police and Fire Departments, beginning this morning at 8:46, northeast corner of Champaign's West Side Park, not far from this location here downtown. The Associated Firefighters of Illinois president, Champaign Fire Lieutenant Pat Devaney, will speak. Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig and Mayor Deb Finan, all in a ceremony in Champaign today, and ceremonies ongoing in Pennsylvania at the Pentagon and New York today on this anniversary of 9/11. Hard to believe. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. A matter of fact, Brian, I was in Seattle, Washington that day.
Were you really?
I was on vacation, and my girlfriend said, turn on the radio or TV, which I did. I couldn't believe that, and everybody said, are you going to get back? I said, yeah, I'll get back, but I had no idea.
I remember all the, I think it was later that morning, they shut down they grounded all the planes, right?
Yeah, they did, and they had planes flying over Seattle, I think the whole three or four days when I was there.
Well,
my sister didn't know I was there.
She didn't know you were. She didn't know you were there, huh?
No, she had no idea I was in Seattle at that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, you know, you'd never think that's going to happen, but it did.
Yeah, and I remember the first reports. I mean, it was like, okay, somebody, some pilot got lost, or some pilot lost his bearings, or, you know, or just didn't know. That's what you thought initially. You thought, I don't know if anybody, I don't know if anybody thought, wow, a 737 or a big jet, passenger jet, flew in there.
You wouldn't think that, but it was scary, I can tell you.
Yeah. I remember those feelings still resonate all these years later.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yep. Well, thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Yep, good to hear from you. 356-9397. I'm just thinking about 9/11 a little bit today here on this anniversary. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Brian, 17 years ago, I was in Israel coming out of the Western Wall Tunnel when our guide told us that there was a bombing in New York. They never explained it much, but they rushed us back to the hotel, and we got back before the other plane hit.
Wow.
But the Israeli people were fantastic, but the Palestinian people were celebrating.
Hmm. So what time of the day was that when you found out over there?
It was about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. So you just went back and watched the coverage from there?
That was our last tour, and we went back to the hotel, and we prayed upstairs, and then we went back to the Western Wall and prayed later there. So.
Hmm. Wow. What did you think it could even be of that magnitude, or what was your initial thought?
Well, we never, but it, they were all explaining to us, we got to see the whole thing. And then we realized that we were supposed to fly out the next day. And since there weren't any flights coming in, they canceled our planes.
Yeah.
So they put us up for another day, and they took care of everything. And then the following day, we flew out on the LL. And we were one of the first planes that could fly into the United States.
Hmm. Where'd you fly? Where'd you fly into?
Yeah, it was either Trenton or New York. I think it must have been Trenton.
Wow.
But then we had to take a bus from there to, we actually ended up in Fisher, Illinois. We took a bus from, took two buses that came out of New Jersey. One went halfway, and then we had to get another and went the other part way.
Hmm.
And back then, all the buses were taken because that was the only thing going domestic. So we got a couple of rickety buses that weren't all that good. One had a heat on one side and air conditioner on the other. One of the windows wouldn't roll down. But we got back. It was a long 24-hour drive, I think.
I bet, yeah. So did you have any did you have any trepidation getting on the plane over there?
No. Yeah. Once we got on, they said they'd be safe getting into New York.
Wow.
And we never had any trouble at all.
Hmm.
So.
Wow. That's
when we got back, it was a total different world.
Yeah, it really was. And I don't know if we've never been the same since, I don't think.
No, everything has changed since overnight, it seems.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate that update and your story.
Yes, sir.
Yep, thank
have
you.
Have a nice day.
You too, thank you. Bye. 356-9397. So he was over in Jerusalem at that time. All right, well, here's what it sounded like on CNN the morning of 9/11, and it just goes, I don't know, two and a half minutes, I think. And this will give you a sample of what CNN was doing that morning. It was like a normal morning with the stock market report and everything going on. Here you go.
One sector that could provide a boost, wireless stocks. Nokia is saying it expects to meet earnings targets for the current quarter, but the world's largest mobile phone maker is warning that third quarter sales will be about 5% below the year-ago level.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened, but clearly something relatively devastating happening this morning there on the south end of the island of Manhattan. That is, once again, a picture of one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
When you can see these pictures, it's obviously something devastating has happened. And again, unconfirmed report that a plane has crashed into one of the towers there. We are efforting more information on this subject as it becomes available to you.
Right now, we've got Sean Murtaugh. He is a CNN producer on the telephone right now. Sean, what can you tell us about what you know?
This is Sean Murtaugh. I just was standing on the Vice President of Finance.
Sean,
Vice President of Finance for CNN.
Sean, we're on the air right now. What can you tell us about this situation?
Hello?
Yes, Sean, you're on the air now. Go ahead. What can you tell us?
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Sean, what kind of plane? Was it a small plane, a jet?
It was a jet. Looked like a two-engine jet, maybe a 737.
You're talking about a large passenger commercial jet. And where were you when you saw this?
I am on the 21st floor of 5 Penn Plaza.
Did it appear that the plane was having any difficulty flying?
Yes, it did. It was teetering back and forth, wingtip to wingtip. And it looks like it has crashed into probably 20 stories from the top of the World Trade Center, maybe the 80th to 85th floor. There is smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center.
Sean, what happened next? Does it appear to you that the plane is still inside the World Trade Center?
From my angle, I'm viewing south towards the Statue of Liberty and towards the World Trade Center. It looks like it is embedded in the building. I can't see from my vantage point whether it has come out the other side.
Sean, what about on the ground? Or any debris that has hit down there? Can you see
my vantage point is too far from the World Trade Center to make any determination of that.
So that was CNN breaking in. You heard the stock market report there going on, and then they broke in. And then, of course, the first tower hit, second tower hit, eventually the Pentagon hit. The first tower collapsed, second tower collapsed, and then, of course, the plane crashing in Pennsylvania. So all of those places today having ceremonies, reading of names, and remembering those lost 17 years ago, all of that going on about now. All those years ago in 2001. To the phones we go to Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, I think we are all still changed by that day 17 years ago. And I just am praying that people will open their minds to whatever the truth may be behind what happened on that day. I think it's insanity to think that those planes alone brought those buildings down, and especially Building 7, and I just hope that justice is brought on those who perpetrated this deed.
So what were you doing that day? Do you remember?
I was surrounded by friends. I had roommates at that time. I was in college, and called my dad, and, it was just numb. I remember being in a state of shock for quite some time. Knowing what to make of it.
I think we all were. It was happening in. I remember that morning. It was happening in rapid fire fashion. It's like, oh my goodness! Now the Pentagon. Oh my goodness! Would they hit the White House? And I guess the reports are, the thoughts are that the fourth plane was going to come back and either hit the Capitol or the White House, whichever.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hate to say that. I hesitate to say this, but. I have it on good authority that I'm not going to say that about Flight 93, but
yeah. A lot has changed since then. That's for sure.
We still don't know the truth. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right.
I appreciate your memory there. 9/11. Let's go to Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, I'd like to echo the comments of the previous caller. Anybody who believes the government story about 9/11 needs to do some research. Look up Building 11 on the Internet. The plane that hit the Pentagon, it was impossible for a plane to hit it that way. No plane wreckage was ever recovered. They immediately confiscated all the video from all the stores and stuff around there. Twin Towers were the only buildings in the world to ever collapse from a fire. If you go on the Internet, you can see buildings that had burned for days, skyscrapers. They stood, they rebuilt them, and they're fine. And the plane engine that was recovered from the Twin Towers was from a military plane and not a passenger plane. So we have been lied to.
Okay, you just threw a lot of stuff at me there. What you're saying there was no plane at the Pentagon?
No. It's impossible.
Well, what was it then?
The plane.
If people were killed on a flight that flew into the Pentagon, how can that not be a plane?
Yeah, well, there's theories too about what happened to the people and that there actually were no people on it. It was probably a cruise missile that hit the Pentagon is what most people think. So.
Well, I know that Theodore Olson, who was a solicitor general, his wife was on that flight. She was a pretty frequent commentator on television.
That's what we're led to believe.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. I don't know where that was going. Okay. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It kind of sickens me that on the memorial of all the tragedy that went on that day that the conspiracy theorists are out and live and well.
Yeah, I don't know where he lost me there after a couple of those. So.
Yeah, what they're going at is that, and I had a guy that I work with that still believes that George Bush bombed the World Trade Center, and that's what brought it down. Yeah. You had Rosie O'Donnell was out, Charlie Sheen, a lot of those nutbags that were out afterwards saying, yeah, this was just a big plot because our government, George Bush, wanted all those innocent people in all those different locations to die, so they blew up all those buildings.
Yeah. So where were you at that day?
I was taking a test, came out from the test and heard the news and was pretty much in shock.
You're in college at the time?
Very bad day.
In college?
Pardon?
In college at the time?
No, at work.
Oh, at work. Okay. Yeah,
I was born in 61.
Oh, okay. You're back there with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say it's pretty sad commentary on some of these folks and the way they've been duped.
Well, there are people that don't believe the moon landing occurred either, so.
This is true.
I mean, so that happens.
All honest. Yep. Yeah.
All right, thanks. All right,
thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Yeah, always big events like that. There's always stories the other direction. So, anyway, I guess you can choose to believe what you want to believe. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back with more phone calls, emails, and texts. Anniversary of 9/11 today. I have just an hour. I've got another memory from a September 11th. A little happier memory. We'll do that here coming up in the next half hour. But first, a break and then the news.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357.
Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS, and reliving 17 years ago. About this time, all of this was going on with the 9/11 in New York City and Pennsylvania and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Of course, a much quieter place is the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, just off I-74, Exit 4. We're in football season now, high school and college, and maybe you've got an anniversary of your own coming up of a different type or a celebration. As we start a new school year, you can stop by the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They've been doing it right there, Bob and Bonnie Wright, for 50-plus years. And they feature everything from 8 to 20-ounce ribeyes, petite to extra-large filet mignon, New York strip, chopped sirloin with grilled onions. Maybe you prefer pork. You get one or two pork chops. How about a barbecued boneless chicken breast? Three-piece pan-fried chicken dinner. Maybe you're into seafood. Well, that may be your style. It's not mine, but they have everything from grilled halibut to shrimp to sea scallops and king crab legs. All of the sides are terrific. They bring the rolls, baked Idaho potato, lots of butter for me on that one. Probably too much butter for me. If you have young ones in your group, the Beef House, a children's menu as well that includes a hamburger or chicken tenders. So stop by the Beef House, Covington, Indiana, for a great meal. All right. Let's see here. My memories of 17 years ago today. My son was in kindergarten just a half block from our house. I wanted more than anything to run down and take him out of school to protect him from a threat I had never dreamed possible before those moments on that day. I remember how everything changed in those moments of that day as the truth unfolded. My daughter was days away from turning three, and she couldn't understand why I kept holding and hugging her and crying. And after hearing the conspiracy theory caller, I'm not sure whether to be more fearful of terrorists of our own misled American citizens. Scary. That email in at talk@wdws.com. Let's go back to the phones to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just have a short comment on those two Looney Tunes that called in a short bit ago and to counter some of the things they said. First off, I can't think of anything more disrespectful and heartless to call in with something like that today. But with regard to what they said, you know, the individual that said, well, it was a military plane, not an airliner that hit the Twin Towers. There's tons of video showing an airliner. And even if they want to say, well, the video was fake, there's thousands of witnesses on the street, and they can't all be involved in a massive conspiracy. Same thing with the Pentagon. There were pictures of a jet engine sitting in the midst of the wreckage and stuff. And I just, it's just amazing what some of these people come up with. And I don't know whether to be, I think someone just texted in, I don't know whether to be more scared of them and what they can create or Trump at the controls. And I know some people will disagree with that. But it's just amazing what the lies, flat-out lies that are on the Internet that people believe and then they propagate. And it's disheartening.
Yeah, I was caught off guard by that. I was like, say what? Because, I mean, there are people that, I mean, I've been in the room. My wife and I got a tour of the Pentagon a few years ago. We were in the room where the plane landed, where they had to replace the whole, you know, the wall and the windows and where someone was killed that was sitting in that office. And there are also documented people that were on the plane, actual passengers. And I mentioned Susan Olson, who was a commentator all over the place on the news that was on that plane that got killed. I mean, what happened to those people if it wasn't a plane?
Well, I know someone that was killed in the Pentagon, and they weren't riding a cruise missile into there. So, you know, that's just, and when I say Looney Tunes and idiots, I mean that very accurately. It's just, again, it's just amazing and saddening that people come up with stuff like this.
Well, unfortunately, I've done it over the years for a lot of different things, but you know, I mean, you go back to the Kennedy assassination, there's just always big events like that. I don't know. People, I guess, are free to believe what they want to believe, but I don't know. It makes you shake your head a little bit.
More than that, but thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. 356-9397. People who think this is a conspiracy have not done any research. That's a text. How could bin Laden schedule military exercises on the East Coast the very same day as the attack took place? Yes, everyone was confused if this was a real or part of the exercise. Somebody texted in, Building 7 fell, was never hit by a plane. Somebody else says, look at the times in the past the government has lied to us to get us into a conflict. Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin was a complete lie. This is all from Alan. And this is all part of the same email. World War II, Roosevelt knew where and when the Japanese were going to attack and let it occur. See, I got a bunch of stuff in here. Let's see. So a cruise missile left a hole the size and shape of a plane. Question mark. People stop with a tinfoil hat. 9/11 conspiracies. People lost their lives. They never again will be with loved ones. That's from Eric. And Rosie said, you can't melt steel with fuel. Tell that to my cutting torch. 9:43. That all just came in here during the news. 356-9397. I've read the Roosevelt story in World War II. There's a lot more detail than just that line of what he said. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. So I would argue with on that one alone just because I've read a lot about it. All right, let's go to, I don't know where to go here next. Bobby. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, you know, 9/11, I remember when I was sitting on my couch watching CNN, and then they broadcast it on the news, and man, I was blown away. Seeing them airplane running through those towers, and it amazed. Another thing that amazed me is that how the nation come together. Everybody came in unity,
mm-hmm.
And everybody was. I mean, the whole nation, even the world, came in compassion. What happened? But another thing that amazed me too, Brian, is that now we got a president that is so divisive, just like, oh my goodness, white people against people of color and the rich, divisive toward the poor. Rich white men and women, everything just bottom upwards with this president, Donald Trump.
So tell me what you were doing that day. Do you remember what you were doing, Bobby?
I was sitting down on my couch watching CNN.
Yeah, so you saw the same thing that I just played earlier.
Yes, sir.
Right when it happened, yeah.
I was blown away, Brad. I was blown away.
I was too. Hey, Bobby, I got to run, but thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Need a break. Back with more. We're doing a sprint here till 10. A lot of 9/11 talk. Didn't expect it to go this direction necessarily, but that's an open line. All right, back in a moment. All right, Penny, for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Hey, a different anniversary here. I want to get this in. This is September 11th, 1985. This is a whole different deal here. Pete Rose was trying to pass Ty Cobb on the all-time hit list. Here's what that sounded like.
Rose looking for hit 4192. And it's one ball, one strike. And he really had a confident rip.
And that was a fastball in tight, which I think is the way that they'll try to pitch him since they were successful with it last night. And that is really the only spot in Pete's batting stance that he's vulnerable in.
If you have a lump in your throat, you're only human. And it's two balls, one strike on Rose. Everybody on their feet here in Cincinnati and a worldwide television audience watching these moments tonight here at Riverfront Stadium. 2-1 pitch from Shaw.
So that was a different September 11th, 1985, Riverfront Stadium, passing Ty Cobb on the all-time hit list, hit number 4,192. All right, 356-9397. Got a full bank of calls, so if we can, let's be brief as we can and make your point, because I'm going to run out of time here to try to get everybody in. Doug, good morning. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Well, it's a bad morning for me. As you know, and you have the documents, and Carol Varell does, I had the responsibility for training the New York Police and Fire Department Emergency Services Unit on explosives and NBC and everything. And so on that horrible morning when the World Trade Center, what we do know happened that morning, we had explosions in sub-basement 3 and 4 before either aircraft was hit either tower. And my police and fire department, working then with Willie Rodriguez, and you've got the photos and the videos from that stuff. Carol has had them for years. Started going up to doing the rescues, and there was no fire in the towers or anything. The police got up about three or four floors of fire guys, and Willie said, you got to take off your bunker gear. when this had all happened that morning, I was responding to the United Nations work we were doing on the use of depleted uranium in the Balkans. And as it saw it on TV, I said, all heck's breaking loose. And he said, yeah, we're all warned. And so we do know on that there were explosives placed in the building, thermite and thermate. We had the data analysis, chemical residue analysis from that, and everything came on down. A lot of my police and fire guys did die. Life magazine came out with a book a few 10 years ago, or 7 years ago, and there were the pictures of my guys that died there. And you've got the correspondence with a lieutenant that was in charge of this stuff. You know, we're talking about trying to get medical help. So it's just a total nightmare beyond imagination. On the Pentagon, if you look at the actual report, it's called the Pentagon Building Performance Report, and I'm looking at page 16, figure 3-9. This shows the area where the cruise missile hit the tower. There was no wreckage there. The upper floors were never hit, didn't come down until they collapsed. There were no engines found or anything. And on page 32 of the report, it actually shows where the cruise missile exited the outer ring and going in the inner rings with the explosions. So it's a horrible thing. Talking to my guys, and as we talked about last week on the radio, on this radio program I called in, that my guys on Wednesday were on TV saying we can't get medical care to this day because of the contamination. So it's a horrific effect because literally an incredible number of my guys from the police and fire department got sick and are still dying and have died. My friends in the military, all the stuff went on in the military, again, a charade to get us into Afghanistan because we had the original order, and you have that. Carol's had it for years. We got the order on February 12th, 1998 to invade Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban because we wanted to put in the Unocal pipeline.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I got
it. All of this is documented, Brian, and, you know, we can go through it and all over, but again, the same thing. People don't want to look and listen, and then they come out like the guy said they found the jet engine. There was no wreckage ever found in anything at the Pentagon at all. You know, and they brought my best friends right out from that.
Yeah. So who, I mean, but there were records of people on a plane that crashed.
Absolutely.
At that site.
We don't know what happened to the aircraft. There definitely were two aircraft that hit the north and the south tower. But we absolutely know for sure that the explosions happened to begin with because Filippi, Willie Rodriguez and the other guys and Bill were bringing Filippi up from the sub-basement where the explosions happened, putting him on an ambulance when the first aircraft hit the North Tower. That's all documented, all photographed, everything else. Mm. And there's no doubt about it. There were people and there were aircraft. But when you look at the actual evidence, and I'm sitting here looking at the Pentagon Building Performance Report on page 16, and it shows right where the impact is. The fence is still standing where it was the next day. The upper floors are not collapsed. You can't put an aircraft in 6 foot of vertical space and not tear up the lawn. There was nothing on the lawn, no damage or anything.
All right. Hey, Doug, I got other callers, but thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, yep. You ever want to sit down? I'll provide all the documentation and photographs to you one-on-one, and we can sit and look at it. Carol and I did years ago.
All right. Hey, thank you. I got to move, but I appreciate it. 356-9397. All right, let me see here. I think I need a break. Let's do that. I got to get it in or I'm going to miss it. Back in a moment. .956 here at DWS. I mentioned Woods Basement Systems. They did some work for me recently. We had some water seeping in. The water ground was ground and the water saturated, caused some seepage. We had Woods Basement Systems come out. They put in a nice little drain along the wall to run it over the sump pump and did it in a very quick fashion, very professionally done, and we appreciated their work. So they did some things for us. They've won the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. If you need an estimate, they gave us an estimate before they did all the work. And it says the number to call is 888-935-4333, 888-935-4333. Go to woodsbasementsystems.com. This also the date, by the way, of the Benghazi attacks in 2012. That was in Libya. That's a whole other story. This texter says the towers collapsed from the top down. Bombs in the basement make zero sense. And then somebody else says, just a reminder, the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld announced that the Pentagon was missing $2.3 trillion. Okay, here we go. 9:57. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, obviously not the towers.
No, that's true.
You know, I think everybody needs to really understand. We grieve for all those people who died. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
3,000. Right? I think it was 3,000, right? That
it
day
exceeded that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, there's a lot of people who don't want to look at the evidence. We look at our globalist leaders now who are trying to give over America's sovereignty to the UN. We look at the Democrat Party, which is proud to be radical leftists. They've totally changed our society for the absolute worst, what they're doing to our children and education. And then the sheep just don't want to believe your government is capable of killing its own citizens. Well, you realize in 2013 they made it legal to lie to the citizens. I mean, all you have to do is look at the evidence and you can say, well, why did that fireman say, they're getting ready to pull Building 7, move out? Well, then you have the British newscaster in the background. There's Building 7 when she says, oh, we just got an announcement. Building 7 has fallen, and it's standing behind her. There's all kinds of anomalies that are available to look at on the Internet today. Mm. And the globalist issue is a big one. I mean, it pretty much points the finger at you cannot trust your government anymore. Now, we all pray and hope that Trump, not being a politician, might actually be straightening things out. Hmm. I don't know how the left's going to handle it if he actually does it, though.
All right.
Because you don't want to believe the truth.
Mark, I got to move to the news, but thank you. All right, 356-9397. I just know that, and I read a lot of history, and I know that every major event that has occurred over the last 200 years, if you want to look at it, there are what is presented historically, and then there's also what people choose to believe or what they think happened, or they say they have evidence. And I'm not going to get into a food fight over what's evidence and what not. I just know that we lost a lot of people on that day 17 years ago. It was horrific for our country, and it changed our world. And I don't know what else to say about it. If you want to argue in a coffee shop over what was evidence and what happened and what not, I just know we lost a lot of people, and it was a horrible day 17 years ago today. On the Money's next, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.